But you're Slytherin most. I'm just learning your Basayan language. Your Basayan language is all over your fucking brother. Why? Because we're standing against you. My grandma's right behind you, fucking traitor. Fucking traitor, grandma. Fucking bite that bitch. Hatananga nagaga na na pamboka my grandma. Hands on na gaga gaga gaga.
Stop it.
Hatananga na gaga. Found the trail.
You're possessed by somebody. Who are you?
I'm the Pualani of Guam. I'm the last of the Pierce bloodline.
Took a lot of effort, but with the show coming back, we had to do it. We managed to track down the disclaimer. Please do not tap on the glass, as it might provoke the disclaimer. Things are about to get pants on head retarded, and you have a 15% chance of diarrhea at any time. If you are a public figure, aspiring politician, or have a career, then you should disconnect now. In fact, no one should listen to this, ever. The disclaimer will inform you that you might be subject to foul language, poor taste, unqualified legal advice, and a general lack of manners in the audio that follows. The disclaimer. Sard, quit tapping on the glass. Sard, quit it. You're going to piss it off. Now you've done it. And now for your host, a man who needs no introduction.
Oh, this is when I go, right? That's right. It is Saturday, Sunday, and the I Have Nothing show has been resurrected with zombie Jesus juice. And I told you to fuck this up. On the panel tonight is Morps operating everything in the background, from all the sound effects you hear to some of the sound effects you don't hear. BSV will be here. And there is a man who has been on fire hose duty for the last 2 months. Sard has climbed out to join us. And reading the news tonight, I know everybody is used to the major doing it, but stepping up now is a man whose madness knows no end. Madman, say hello.
Hello. The major is currently tied up in a closet. Eventually, I might let him out. If he tries to take my job, I'll have to put him back in.
Sounds
like hard to find a good job these days.
Gentlemen, we forgot an important step.
Which one?
Put your pants in the off position.
I haven't finished the intro, man.
Oh, fuck. I'm rusty.
All right, so it's time to slide the pants in the off position and get ready for some madness. Almost said major. Madman, take it away. First story
comes from the deep south. Mississippi community is left confused after bowls of mashed potatoes mysteriously keep appearing. You know, those wild mashed potatoes showing up in random places. It's a mashed Mississippi mystery. They were really stretching for puns on this one. Jackson residents were mystified after bowls of mashed potatoes suddenly appeared in their cars, porches, and mailboxes. Mailboxes, yes. The Postal Service will deliver you KFC mashed potatoes. Jordan Lewis described the Bellhaven neighborhood as a quiet one, with residents decorating road signs, putting Christmas trees in potholes. This sounds like an interesting place to live. I'm driving down the street and there's a random fucking Christmas tree about to take out my car. Fuck all of you assholes.
Auto insurance in that state's going through the roof.
But the probe into the puzzling mashed potato problem is even new to them. Lewis told WLBT-TV, she spotted her bowl of mashed potatoes in her car windshield. Her bowl. It was gift wrapped. Her name on it and everything. I walked outside yesterday morning at 7 a.m. And I got to my car, and there was I noticed a white bowl of mashed potatoes on the windshield. It was full of rainwater. I threw it away. I was grossed out by it. I don't know if it'd be very disgusting, just be kind of watery. I just thought, this is a harmless prank by some kids or college students in the area. Michelle Lynn asked, go ahead.
I was just thinking, this is a hell of an effort to troll. You know, boiling potatoes, mashing them, doing all that. It's an effort.
They're probably using Instant. I mean, let's be realistic here.
Who's paying for them, though?
Well, they're not very expensive, even if you go the homemade route. Milk's not that expensive, neither are butter or potatoes. So this is the cheaper of the side dish pranks.
Okay.
The step down from that would, I don't know, be what, Instant Mac?
There's a category for side dish prankage now.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, is there an institute that I can visit to find out what category of side dish prank I'm going to pull?
What level is ravioli at?
It's a few steps above mashed potatoes. I mean, they're more expensive.
We've just categorized ravioli as a level 3. Not quite a level 1 threat. You know, that's when you're getting into the full-on green beans with the fried onions around the thing like you get at Thanksgiving. That's like your level 1.
Oh, green bean casserole?
Yeah, that's like your
all
level
those
1.
That takes effort to cook.
That's like a level 1 side dish threat. You've got to watch out for somebody who's trying to kill you if you see one of those on your porch.
And Homeland Security are really going the extra step. Categorizing the threats.
Well, Michelle Lynn said she found a bowl of mashed potatoes on her mailbox. Did some of the potato finders have connections with Belhaven University? The potato finders, these are all being targeted as university people. This is great. A local private Christian university, which may be a clue. So far, I've realized some of the victims of the mashed potatoes are victims of the mashed potatoes. These people have not been harmed. They're fucking mashed potatoes.
They're victims.
I want a business card that says mashed potato finder or victim of potatoes now.
They're actually staff or Belhaven students or alumni. I feel there's some connection there. I feel you may be stretching. However, Sebastian Bengard said some residents fear. There's a more sinister message behind the potatoes. I'm not finding.
But I'm gonna mash you. Don't kids these days say we're gonna go smash? Like I thought that's a euphemism for having sex.
That's the new dating scene, right? You swipe right on Tinder, you show up for the date, you hand them a bowl of mashed potatoes, and, you know, wink at them.
Well, the victims, they feel threatened, and mashed potato is generally a whitish consistency. I see where they're going with this.
White supremacy right out the gate.
It's all coming together.
Well, some people were thinking maybe the mashed potatoes were poisoned to kill animals. This is from Benjamin still, or Sebastian. We'll go with his first name. Sebastian believes some people were saying the mashed potatoes were poisoned to kill animals. He told WJTV, noting he almost stepped in a bowl of mashed potatoes Tuesday. I didn't taste it. I have a 3-second rule, so I didn't touch it. But some people were worried. 3-second fucking rule. If I find a bowl of mashed potatoes in my car, I'm not going to eat it. I'm just going to set it aside and let the squirrels out front eat it and see if any of them fucking die.
So serious question. Nobody is talking about the bowls. I don't give a fuck about the potatoes, but the bowls should be like evidence or a clue. I mean, are they styrofoam? Yeah. Are they disposable? Are they somebody's kitchenware? What's up here?
They're probably paper bowls.
You see, you're making an assumption there.
Yes, there's got to be a fucking mashed potato factory or something in this town, right? And then someone's dad brought home a bunch of mashed potatoes to their kids because they fell on the factory floor or some shit. And that's
where they're getting all this. Oh, a 10-pound bag of potato flakes would make hundreds of pounds of mashed potatoes.
That's got to be something like this. Someone needs to do some Google Maps searching.
This sounds like viral marketing. Is there any, like, mashed potato-based video games or movies coming out soon?
There you go.
Yes. Attack of the Killer Potatoes. It's a spin-off of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Apple does have a new phone coming out with a new camera.
Is it called the Smash?
I don't know.
The potato camera?
But God, this goddamn potato bandit must be caught now for this town's safety. I want the U.S. state marshals on it.
I think it's just the new Apple iPhone. It's meant for potatoes. Well, potato people.
It's not immediately clear if anyone's eaten the potatoes, but news outlets reported residents have not alerted law enforcement. So the cops have not been brought into this yet, gentlemen. So there's not a lot of actual investigation going on. So the potato bandit may never be caught because no one's actually looking for him.
I'm on Homeland Security on this, and I want him on it now. This is national. But I like the Christmas tree in the middle of the pothole. That sends a message to the council. It shames them into fixing their potholes.
It's a fuck you, but it's also festive. I mean...
Yeah. The best kind of fuck you, a festive one.
Well, the question is do they decorate the Christmas tree after they plant it?
Or do they wait for somebody to hit it and then put a get well soon sign on it?
Oh, the Christmas tree's sick and broken. It's splintered, and there's a dead guy in it.
That's just a decoration.
Homicide by tree. But, all right, I think we've beaten that one like a dead horse. Batman. Well,
speaking of dead guys.
Finish this with another story.
Well, we have Dead Man Soup here.
Gross.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember ordering that.
Waiter, there's a dead guy in my soup.
Hey, someone had to die. We weaponized potato salad.
Mashed potatoes? Potato salad has more ingredients than mashed potatoes. That's up there on the threat meter. Like I said, this is a low priority threat.
Low food threat. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to put potato salad at a 3 and mashed potatoes at a 5.
Man tried to consume skeletal remains found in Conception Bay South, sources say. Sources, did the man do it or not? Do you have a witness? So, St. John's, NL. I'm not sure where that is, so it's not in the States. Yes, we're out of the South. Ha ha ha, someone else is retarded. Sources say a man charged with possession of skeletal remains from the Conception Bay South Cemetery last week was arrested after he allegedly attempted to boil the bones and drink the water. The guy's making dead man broth.
Don't you need some meat left on the bones for that to actually...
No, you can marrow. The marrow.
But would the marrow still be good after that long?
Depends on how the bones are.
I don't think the guy's thinking like that. He's digging up dead people and boiling them.
Well, if you're making prop, if you're making soup, you have to do it right. I don't care if you're crazy or not. Or what ingredients you use.
Okay, you're all about the perfection of the art, not the actual art itself.
So this raises a question. What do you think's worse on the scale here? Trying to boil and consume the bones of the dead, or, you know, My Little Pony porn? Because I'm kind of up in the air as to which one's worse.
I think I'm swiping right on the pony porn.
He's not trying to force other people to eat the soup.
That but we know actually of, he died. Forced you to eat, to watch pony porn? I'm going to go with the desecration of the dead is worse than fictitious, strange porn. But we'll have to get with Lucas Daw, age 20, to find out his opinion, since he's the man making the soup. He made a second appearance in provincial court in St. John's Tuesday morning, where his case was postponed for a week in order for him to get a lawyer. Man does not have a lawyer. How do you find one? I just tried to eat dead guys. Anyone wish to represent me?
All the public defenders just went, nah, I'm out. Fuck it. I'm going private practice.
But just as long as he doesn't show up next time to court with another skeleton as his lawyer.
Who will be representing you, sir? This bowl of warm, juicy water.
Who was this?
Previously,
this was my
Bob.
Lawyer.
Well, Dahl, who was escorted to court by two sheriffs with his head underneath his coat and asked the officers to guide him into the courtroom because he couldn't see due to his head being under a coat, agreed to stay in custody until they find him a lawyer. So this whole week, he gets to stay in jail. I think he's wanting to stay away from his neighbors and anyone who wants to throw shit at him for eating dead people.
Oh, see, so he's sort of like self-preservation when, you know what, I'm going to stay in prison because what I've done is going to get me beaten hard. But yeah, good luck finding a lawyer there, buddy. Pretty gross. Well, yeah, definitely.
The details of the allegations against Don have not yet been presented in court. But documents indicate he's being charged with possession of a stolen skeleton from All Saints Parish on April the 5th, as well as interfering with human remains on the same day. Don is also facing a charge of breaching a court order. What'd the court order say? Stop eating dead people?
Yeah, it's not the first time he's been there, apparently.
Sources told the Telegram the remains came from the Anglican Parish Cemetery and belonged to a person who was dead a significant time. Okay, so he's not eating recently dead people. So, BSV, your objection to the bones actually making a decent broth may carry some weight here. The corpse... It's possibly more than 100 years old. Oh, cool. He's eating ancient dead people. Or is that ancient? Or is that just really old dead people?
He's just going for aged, you know, like a whiskey.
Okay.
Are bones like wine? Do they get better with age?
I would probably know.
Well, they're not sitting there in an oak barrel absorbing the flavor, so.
Oak coffin?
What? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Yep, they weren't properly charred oak coffins.
You just put me in a cardboard box and call it done.
Well, you aren't going to taste very good in 100 years.
Oh.
It's like cardboard. Gross.
Okay. Well, sources also say the man was arrested after a witness allegedly saw Dahl licking the bones.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows what you do with a boner. You lick it.
In any other story, this would have been a euphemism.
Yeah. But I can tell you one thing, man. This show will stay abreast of this story and bring you further updates as this man goes to trial. This is going to be a big story, I think. It's going to be bigger than the Russiagate story.
I need to put the rim shot on the soundboard now, don't I?
They've already got the Major Crimes Unit in on this. The RNC's Major Crime Unit is consulting with the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner to determine earlier this week the partial. Oh, so there you get a full skeleton. He's got a partial skeleton. Was quite old. So they're already attempting to date this guy. They couldn't find the grave itself. But we've confirmed it's a very old skeleton.
I don't know whether that's going to help him or hinder him.
It doesn't appear to be a current missing persons case. So if you killed this guy, he killed him a long time ago, and nobody's looking for him.
But it is an upside. He didn't just drive along, grab someone off him, and then boil him.
Yeah.
At least he's got that going for him. Anyone else got anything on this?
He's not a potential danger to the public, so he's only eating already dead people.
I was just remembering that the original charge wasn't. What was the charge of him stealing a skeleton? It's just interesting to me that there's already a formal charge on the books for. Cause, you know, this shit's happened before.
It sounds like a bunch of lawyers were sitting around, you know, one evening drinking, like thinking of the weirdest shit and then giving it names.
There's a reason one of the charges is labeled interfering with the cur.
Okay.
Dad.
Does everyone here know what a birking is?
Yeah.
No.
No.
But those were the correct answers. So, we're such a fucked up species that we have the term burking. It means to kill someone in order to obtain a body.
What? Just because you need a body?
Yes.
Because you're going to kill someone else?
There's a story behind this. What? Yes. It is to kill someone in order to obtain a body. Burk, the person, this noun. No, it's a verb. I'm sorry. The person whose name was taken and turned into this verb was a turn-of-the-century murderer. He was killing people to sell their bodies to medical hospitals to instruct people on how to perform surgery. There weren't enough cadavers for doctors to study.
Yep.
So he was around killing people.
Supply of cadavers.
And then selling their bodies to medical hospitals.
Huh.
And laboratories.
That's why we have a lot of these interference laws.
So we've been around long enough for a very large number of fucked up individuals to be born. And this is how we get these sorts of laws.
See? You showed up today, didn't think you'd get fucking educated, did you? Did you? See what I did for free? I have nothing. Educating the world. All right, man, let's slip along to the next story. It's enough of eating humans.
Oh, no. No, no. There's more eating humans. It's not humans eating humans. And we're moving back to the south for this. So, cassowary kills suspected breeder in Florida. For everyone who doesn't know what a cassowary is, it's pretty much an Australia murder ostrich.
Thank you.
An Australian murder ostrich, yes. They're 1.8 meters tall. They weigh up to about 60 kilograms. So for all of you Americans out there, that's about a 120-pound bird that has a 10-centimeter dagger claw on each foot. That's 3 to 5 inches.
So what do they taste like?
And it also has a large bone-looking shaped axe on its head.
I don't know if it headbutts people, though, but it seems to like to slice them with their murder talons.
Yeah, full disclosure with this story, I have been chased by one of these birds before, so I am very biased towards these birds. Some would say I'm even bird racist.
Well, a Florida man, because Florida man does everything, who authorities believe was breeding cassowaries, has been killed by one of his birds. The large flightless bird is native to Australia and the islands of New Guinea, but are sought after by collectors of exotic birds in the United States. Oh God, we have people collecting murder ostriches. They are retarded. Regardless of the world, regarded as the world's most dangerous bird, and then it gives the stats. They stand 1.8 meters tall and can weigh up to 60 kilograms, and they have 10-centimeter dagger-like foot claws.
But you haven't answered my question.
What do they taste like?
What do they taste like?
Have you ever had ostrich?
I don't think so.
They're kind of like a cross between an ostrich and a turkey. They're kind of gamey. A red meat bird.
Yeah, gamey. Hmm.
So if you want to cook them, Kentucky dip would probably be good. It gets rid of the gaminess. It's like a vinegar-based sauce.
Yeah.
So I would think smoke them with applewood, toss some dip on them. They might be edible.
Might try brining it. That could work.
Well, you can tell this used to be a Spanish state.
Man was killed by bird. Let's because we want to eat this thing. Let's move into the next story, and this may help you. Oops, you may be very interested in this bit.
Well, the cassowary in question has been remanded to custody on a private sanctuary. The cops do believe it was an accident, so they're not going to put the bird down. It seems the man was murdered after he fell over in a flock of them.
Oh, God.
Don't fall down. Stay upright. These birds only murder the weak.
You looked like a victim. They treated you like a victim.
75-year-old man fell down, and that's when they decided to knife him to death. He was fine when he was walking around.
This sounds like something you want to replace your pit of wild pigs and stuff, you know, because they get rid of the body. You just have a pit of cassowaries and, the guy accidentally fell in.
They didn't eat him. They just murdered him.
Well, but, whatever. No, same difference. They didn't put the birds down. It's not your fault, right?
You have the pit of pigs for disposal, and you just let the cassowaries roam your yard for as guards.
Oh, all right.
There it is.
Well, moving on. Cassowary that killed the Florida man to be auctioned off after owners found dead near its pen.
Can eat a murder bird. There you go, Morps. They're auctioning it. Get set up to GoFundMe. I don't know. Like
extra, obviously.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, this is going to make for some interesting barbecue.
Well, this awesome. This bird comes with a backstory, so it's going to cost a little more than a regular one that's done nothing with its life.
Yeah, right. Okay. I mean, it has
why have a regular? Why have a regular cassowary roaming your house when you can invite your friends over to see your murder bird cassowary? Yes,
exactly.
Mine's being responsible for killing too. How many has your dog killed? None. Well, fuck off. My bird's better than yours.
Sounds like I need to get a Savannah cat then. It's like, how many has your bird killed too? The cat's killed like five that we know of.
That sounds like one of those bumper stickers you put on the back of your car. You know, my honor student's better than your student. Or my cassowary has killed more people than your cassowary.
Well, it seems like Marvin, the dead guy, was really into exotic animals. Because it's not just the one murder cassowary that's being auctioned off. He's also got several macaws, lemurs. Those are monkeys.
Yeah.
Kookaburras. Marmosets. Dude had a fucking jungle.
Dude,
he was killed by a giant ostrich.
Those kind of murder people ostrich. That always have exotic, crazy animals like that, they can never have just one. They've always got 20 different species.
Exotic animals are like Pringles. Noted.
Yeah, they're generally pretty weird people, but they've got a lot of money. You've got to have a lot of money to be that level of crazy.
It was breeding them to probably sell, so.
Yeah. And as far as I know, kookaburras are a species that is native only to Australia, and we don't allow export or caging of them. How does this man have kookaburras?
There are a couple of islands outside of Australia that also have them.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Connections.
In the last story that I just read, I listed the other place.
Huh.
Were you not paying attention to me? Did you hire me for this job to ignore me?
Exactly. It's the easiest way. I find paying someone to ignore them the easiest way.
Okay.
The disclaimer said not to listen, so...
Is
you don't listen to the disclaimer?
Trying to get out again.
Don't piss... BSV, quit tapping on the glass! It's gonna get mad!
That's so interesting.
But there you go. It just got out. Fuck.
Well, somebody will be cleaning that up later. All right, we had enough of cassowaries and motorboats. We're going to want to move on? I think we'll move on then. Oh, whoops.
What, me?
Oh, I thought you said something.
No, I was playing the disclaimer getting out sound, but that didn't do anything.
All right, Madman, let's zip it along.
So, we have a self-declared church promotes medical cure, which claims to eradicate HIV and autism by drinking bleach.
That'll do it.
Well, they won't be worried about it.
I mean, get rid of it.
Yeah.
I've heard of bleach in the gene pool, but I didn't think people would actually start using real bleach.
I love the...
gene pool needs a little bit of chlorine.
A self-described church is promoting a dangerous miracle cure which claims to eradicate 95% of illnesses, including HIV and autism, by making people drink bleach.
In so, what quantity?
They're not listing the quantity or the actual name of the substance that they're selling. They're just pointing out that when we did tests on the miracle cure, it was bleach.
God damn.
So they're remodeling bleach in three different bottles and selling it.
Well, they're probably not getting many returns. It
a lot.
Is anyone being prosecuted for this, madman?
Well, I haven't got to that part yet. Apparently, because it's in the news now, the quasi-religious organization called Genius 2 Church of Health and Healing.
Oh, that doesn't sound like snake oil.
Church of Health and Healing was due to host an event in Leavenworth. Yes, a military prison. That's also the name of the county the prison's in, but I'm just going to assume they're in the military prison. Leavenworth, Washington, on Saturday, to push the effectiveness of their alternative healing.
Yeah.
The group asked for payments between $450 and $800 per person.
Wow.
That's a lot of money to commit suicide. You can, you know, get to the grocery store for like $3.
Fucking Jonestown was free.
For our European listeners, if we have any, that translates to 346 to 615 euros.
A lot of money.
Oh, couples get a discount. If you bring your retarded significant other, you're looking more for the $450 range.
Do senior citizens, active members, and veterans, and students get off price as well?
Nope. Just couples.
Damn. Missed out on a big market with that active service members.
Oh, yeah. The military, you can get them to buy anything whenever you get them a discount.
Mm-hmm.
So they were tracked down by the Food and Drug Administration. Yes, the FDA finally did something. They tested one of the bottles and like, this is fucking bleach. Sorry. I'll be a better newsreader next time. So,
Oh, I mean, it's this fucking hilarious story because I'm just like, what? Got this picture of the FDA guy looking at the bottle, opens it up, he goes, fuck, this is bleach. How did no one not know this?
Government funded Space Force scientists from NASA. This is chloroform.
I'm just rubbing it. Sorry, confused at when somebody buys this and drinks it, how they explain the person's siege and on the ground foaming at the mouth.
That's normal. Next patient.
That's normal. They even just listed side effects for drinking bleach on the bottle.
Death.
Burnt esophagus. Wow.
It causes nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and severe dehydration.
Halitosis, scoliosis, painful rectal itch, comatosis, and death.
Wow. How big a scum fuck do you have to be to sell bleach to desperate people? That's what it is.
I need to
under
find
the guise of a religious church.
Oh,
if you're going to be selling snake oil, at least just make it colored water or something. Don't kill them.
Well, thank you. If anyone wants to shit on Bishop, and that's in quotes, Mark Grennan, spelled G-R-E-N-O-N, he's the asshole who set up this event on Saturday to sell bleach to murder everyone.
I can't find it. I was looking for the intro for we used years ago when I chanted the African guy saying, it's only money that I want.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy. Just give me all your money. It's only your money I want, and I won't kill you. Wow, that dude, there's a special place in hell, and it's a long way away from me.
Well,
thanks. So he didn't actually sell any of this? Make sales?
We don't have a death count. So okay. I'm assuming if it did hit the market, we would have some fatalities. But no, it's just bleach marketed to cure HIV and autism. Well, illnesses including HIV and autism. It could cure all kinds of other stuff. They don't have a blow up of the label for me to read clearly enough.
You know, this guy's defense in court's going to be, God told me to do this. That's what he's going to say. He'll do 6 months at the rubber farm and then he'll be released. That's exactly it. Anyone got anything else on Wonder Cures?
Well, if you see anything called MMS or Miracle Mineral Supplement, don't buy it.
I'm just going to assume it's drink salt it. In a bottle. I mean,
no, wait a minute. If you have autism or AIDS, it might cure you. It could also kill you. It might cure you.
Well, it's like the old adage, you know, give a man a fire, keep him warm for the night. Set a man on fire, keep him warm for the rest of his life.
Well, I'd just like to announce our new sponsor, M&S Miracle Cure. If Alex Jones can flog water filters, I can flog Miracle Cures.
All I'm kind of retarded.
The burning.
I gotta
working.
Tell you, Mops. I'm kind of retarded. All right, next story.
PSV had the winning comment right there. The horrible, horrible pain means it's working.
Next up, we have man sues parents for destroying his $29,000 porn collection.
Pays for porn.
Hey, what maybe porn he's a it? Dude from the 80s, and this is like Playboy when Playboy still had nudies in it.
Yeah, I never thought about it. What if this is like old-timey porn? It's yeah. collector's porn. I never even thought about it like that. I just laughed at the headline that some little fucking Spurg freaking out that, you know, deleted his perfectly groomed porn folders.
No, this is physical stuff.
When you said
I remember from the story.
When you said old-timey porn, I remember I was thinking those vending machines that did the you turn the crank and had the slideshow in them.
Oh, the flapper boxes, yeah. Or whatever they were called. Yeah. Well, see, that would be collector's porn.
Yeah, that would be collector's porn. Or any old Playboys prior to them deciding women needed clothing. I think their sales went down after that because who was actually buying them for the articles?
Well, you know
don't
what they
get me
say.
Wrong.
You know what they say.
I don't know, man.
Get woke, go broke.
Dude, Penthouse Black Label Edition used to have some pretty good fucking articles.
Hey, Playboy had some great articles. They had a step by step on how to do a 180. But I didn't buy it for the articles. You got it for the porn. The articles were a plus.
Who buys it? I moved into a rental house, and the dude before me was still getting his black labels sent there. I wasn't fucking sending them back on to him. They're mine now. But anyway, let's read his story and find out.
Well, an Indiana man has sued his parents for the pretty ballsy act of destroying his very valuable porn collection. The man who is being identified only as Charlie... Charlie of the Chocolate Factory. I wonder how many kid porns this is. Claims the porn stash was estimated at $28,940.72. I'm not sure if that qualifies as very valuable. I mean, depending on the volume. Let's see. Well, we've got a breakdown of the volume here. So that $28,000 consists of 400 VHS tapes. More than 1,600 DVDs, 160 plus CDs. Oh, Morps was right. It's digital shit.
Yeah, it's not collectible if it's digital.
And 70 sex toys. Oh, God. How many pocket pussies do you need?
They mightn't be pocket pussies, Madman. They could be dragon dildos. I just rubbed my mouth a little bit.
Is that a brand?
This guy's living at home with that much pornography? Oh,
is that like a dragon sauce thing? Or?
No, it's a type, and you don't want to Google it.
Noted.
So I'm waiting here to hear your reaction after you Google it.
I really don't want to.
That is yeah.
And this isn't even something you can say is collectible. They're not any of the classic magazines. We don't have Hustler here. We don't have Playboy. We don't have Penthouse.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not exactly suable for that sort of thing. Maybe destruction of
being suable, but
destruction of private property. But
so
I wouldn't bring it out to people because this isn't something I could take pride in.
Well, this sort of goes to what we were talking about earlier with different sort of games people play. You just don't play them in public.
So, Madman, should I look at the Etsy link or the Amazon link? I'm just curious here.
Go with the Etsy.
No, this will be good.
This is why you have to kill your curiosity when you show up on these shows.
That's why we're killing a million cats.
The 28,000 approximate value? Charlie is seeking a bit more than that in damages.
Those He's don't seeking... look right. I don't think that's what those are supposed to look like.
If you don't think it's what it's supposed to look like, you are looking at the right thing. $86,822.16. Who the fuck sues with pennies?
Yeah.
Round it up. It's $86,823 if you're being that much of a penny pincher.
They're trying to go for technically correct, which is the best kind of correct.
I bet you he knows every individual frame of that porn on which DVD and CD and VHS tape.
All right. This is the value of the missing porn and the amount it would cost to replace the items.
So if his parents were going to destroy this, how did he amass all of this without their knowledge? That's a lot of money to spend on this shit.
No, I'll tell you how this happened, Morbs. It was like, son, you're 29 years old. You've never had a girlfriend. You sit in your room all day. You don't go out and get a job in the next week. Me and your father are going to throw out all your pornography. Reet! 1 week later, while he's out buying pornography, they get rid of his pornography.
I'm more just thinking you're 29 and still living at home. Because, if I tried to pull that shit, my parents would have kicked me out of the fucking house and changed the locks. I mean.
It's really weird that it says parents, because it implies that the mother and father are still together. Okay.
So, the films in his collection included Frisky Business and Big Bad Grannies. The dude's into granny porn.
Wow.
Them old women need loving, too.
His mom,
did the article actually say he was 29? Because I expect him to be like 40 something.
No, it's 29. It said in the article. I think his mother was getting frightened that his fetish was coming up. She's getting older and he's watching granny porn. Some weird shit about to happen in this house.
Well,
she probably didn't have to worry too much. Not going to have any grandchildren unless he has other brothers and sisters.
No, he may have already provided them. So things came to a head this week after Charlie filed a lawsuit against his parents. According to court documents, he moved to his parents' home in Grand Haven, Michigan in October of 2016 while going through a divorce. So this MGTOW was once married.
So he actually had a life for a while.
Obviously not a very good happy marriage because he needed so much porn to satisfy himself.
Well, that or he had some kind of a mental break and that was his escape.
And now we're all feeling sorry for this dude. Went from laughing at him, feeling sorry for him, making excuses.
No, we're still laughing at him. We're just, trying to comprehend why we're laughing at him. Yeah. And I think mental illness is something that should be mocked. I mean, wait, that came out wrong. No, it didn't. Never mind. Mock mental illness. It's fine.
Where were we?
Although Charlie stayed with his parents for about 10 months, he was asked to leave in August of 2017 after what WXMI-TV terms a domestic situation. So maybe he was beating one of his parents or they at least got into a fight. A few months later, his parents traveled to Indiana to drop off their son's possessions, but didn't include his massive porn collection.
Yeah. So he's just like, Mom, Dad, can you store my granny porn for me while I find another house?
All right. Filing the police report, Charles sent an email to his dad explaining the situation. If you had a problem with my belongings, you should have stated that at the time, and I would have gone elsewhere instead of choosing to keep quiet and believing, behaving vindictively. Not behaving vindictively, you just burned your porn collection. And now he's getting sued. That's pretty much the end of that story.
Yeah. All right, takeaway from that is 29-year-old into granny porn flips his shit when parents try to help him out. Yeah, that's fucked up. Anybody else got anything on that?
Oh, Daddy sent a response.
Oh.
Believe it or not, one reason why I destroyed your porn was your own mental and emotional health.
Hey, I said he was trying to help him.
Sounds like an admission of guilt to me.
Yeah.
I would have done the same if I found a kilo of crack cocaine in your belongings. Someday I hope you'll understand.
Morps has just nailed it right on the head there. This is a cut and open and shut case. Admission of guilt. Yeah, he'll win this court case. But too bad he's fucked up his relationship with his family for the rest of his life, and he's become the laughing stock in town. All right. We'll go one more story and we'll call it a day.
Well, moving back to the world of animals. Parrot taken into custody by police in Brazil for trying to warn drug dealers of the raid. Polly wants some heroin? Polly wants some heroin.
A bird.
A parrot that warned two alleged drug dealers in Brazil that police were coming was taken into custody after it almost foiled the undercover drug raid, authorities say. If it's undercover, how did the bird know they were cops? They're not wearing uniforms.
Rocky's wearing a wire. He's trained
to say everyone's a cop.
Hey, the bird might have been trained just to like flip its shit when someone it didn't know came around.
No, he said it was undercover. Maybe the undercover guy left next to the bird and said something odd.
Well, when the police came to raid the bird's house, the green and white bird spotted the officers Tuesday and squawked, "Mama, police!" Oh, it's faking being a kid. And parents can do that. It doesn't have to be like the bird sounding voice. They can mimic like people. So this thing may have been sounding like a little kid saying, "Mama, police." Wow. That would be amazing.
Now in the question Portuguese. is, was it trained or did it hear that phrase too often that it learned it?
I don't know. That's not a common phrase you'd hear.
Depends on where it lives.
Move out of that neighborhood if you live there. I mean, I've heard birds pretend to be ice machines and blenders. They heard them so often. But I've never lived in a neighborhood where people yelled, "Mama, police," often enough for a bird to remember it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah. Despite the bird's effort to tip off its owners, a man and a woman were arrested. The outlet reports. Drugs including crack and marijuana were found at the property, as well as a large amount of money. So, the bird tried to help, but the bird failed.
Well, damn birds. It's a bizarre animal to train them for a lookout. Then, as you said, there were undercover cops. How would the bird know? This seems a little suspicious, this story. Anyone got anything on that? I just think it's weird that Aaron.
Well, I mean, animals tend to, you know, their sight's usually not as good, but they tend to have other senses, like, you know, smell and shit like that, that's better than ours. So maybe they somehow trained this bird to look for this. I don't know what they would detect different on a cop, but, you know, something.
Exactly.
Gun oil or gunpowder?
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, that could be it.
Or, you know, Bills. They could smell the wire? I mean,
No, but gun oil and gunpowder are both something that you can train animals to smell.
And if you are a drug dealer, you'd want that early heads up if someone was coming to rob you as well.
I mean, it's like a literal canary here, so.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a African parrot, the green ones.
I was making a canary in the coal mine reference, but okay.
Went over my head. I'm drinking.
So good.
So yeah,
bizarre story.
About to polish off this glass.
Bizarre story to end off our return show. But I'll flip around the room real quick and see if we get a future news or an ending statement. And I'll go with Madman. You can jump off the rails. Do a flip. Well,
I believe we may be starting a new YouTube channel, or at least I may be, depending on if I can get enough money to buy a couple cassowaries over the next 12 hours.
We're gonna tonight call on you. Tonight on UFC Cassowary.
Tonight on Man versus Cassowary.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can do cassowary versus cassowary fights. I mean, they've got to act kind of like roosters, don't they? They get territorial.
Oh, dude! Tonight, one night only, giant cockfights.
Yeah. It's a giant fucking cockfight. And you don't have to get the little razor blades they stick on some roosters. These suckers are born with them. They're like velociraptors.
Oh, man, that sounds like great. You know, fucking cassowary cockfights and we eat the loser. Awesome. All right, Saad. Closing statement, future news. Which one do you want?
I think future news. We should... Because I know, you know, Australia is starting their next war against feral cats and stuff. We should just train cassowaries to, you know, train them to smell out cats. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can even maybe even train them to where they, when they smell another cat or something, they yell, "Mama, cat."
I like it. I like it. BSV, you want to have a crack? Future news or final statement?
I see more balls of mashed potatoes showing up, since that's the only thing I know of luring back the disclaimer.
That's awesome. I was thinking, okay, yeah, they're going to stop with the mashed potato, just dead cassowaries everywhere. Take that. All right, Morps. Final statement, future news. Which one do you want?
We'll do a little bit of future news here. I think Madman's going to end up in the hospital after trying to hop up cassowaries on methamphetamines, so they'll fight each other.
That is
either
awesome.
Way. As long as we get video footage of it, we're starting a YouTube channel.
Oh no, it's not going to be meth, dude. I'm sticking LSD in their water supply. I'm not getting in that fucking cage. So the only thing you're going to get is if I spill this shit on me, because LSD can be absorbed through the skin, I might be tripping balls next to a cage of giant fucking birds.
I could not think of a worse trip. And then being around a bunch of giant cassowaries who are also tripping on LSD. Wow. Ending on that statement, I think. That has been your Saturday Sunday. This is the I Have Nothing Show. I am RU46, and with that I say get the fuck off my lawn.
Wesley.